Good evening. Reporting just a few miles from the heart of it all, it's Monday, March 3rd, 2025. I'm Jordan Levinson, and here's what's happening inside the district. In Pro Shot news, PBS's Great Performances has just announced the premiere dates of two recently captured Broadway productions. On May 16th, Yellow Face will begin airing on local stations. David Henry Hwang's play recently ran at the Todd Haynes Theater, concluding its limited run in late November. It starred Daniel Dae Kim as a fictionalized version of Hwang himself, who in the show mistakenly casts a white-identifying actor as an Asian lead in one of his plays, despite taking a stance against Yellow Face casting. Then on May 23rd, Girl from the North Country will premiere after being filmed at the Belasco Theater back in 2022. The ensemble piece, illuminated by the song catalog of Bob Dylan, follows the struggles and heartaches of a group of boarding house residents in 1934 Duluth, Minnesota. Girl from the North Country won the 2022 Tony Award for Best Orchestrations and just completed a national tour in October. Both shows will begin streaming at 9 p.m. on their scheduled premiere dates at PBS.org. To watch on television, please check your local listings. The Broadway cast of Swept Away will reunite this spring for a one-night-only concert in Lower Manhattan. Songs from the production will be featured at the event, set for April 28th at 7 p.m. at the Bowery Ballroom. The short-lived production played its final Broadway performance on December 29th at the Long Acre Theater. A cast recording was released on streaming platforms February 7th, with a vinyl release expected to follow April 25th. Tickets for the concert are currently sold out, but more seats may become available in the coming days. Visit Ticketmaster.com. Some Broadway favorites were rightfully recognized at last night's 97th Annual Academy Awards. For Wicked, costume designer Paul Tazwell won his first Oscar, becoming the first black man to take the category. He has received steady work on Broadway through the years, winning a Tony for Hamilton. He is also currently represented by MJ and Death Becomes Her. Wicked also won for production design. The movie, of course, is based on the hit musical of the same name, still running at the Gershwin Theater. Kieran Culkin won Supporting Actor for A Real Pain. He returns to Broadway next week in a revival of Glengarry Glen Ross. Other notable nominees with Broadway experience included Colman Domingo, Ralph Fiennes, Sebastian Stan, and Jeremy Strong. And Cynthia Erivo and Ariana Grande brought down the house in the ceremony's opening minutes with their show-stopping medley of the various musical versions of The Wizard of Oz. What's more, Grande gave a shout-out to Broadway Cares Equity Fights AIDS, the theater district's philanthropic heart, on the Oscar red carpet. Otherwise, Anora owned the night, winning 5 statuettes, including the coveted Best Picture. Congrats to all of last night's winners. Boop, the Betty Boop musical, has just launched a $49 weekly digital lottery to take place throughout their preview period. 4 separate lottery drawings will occur for all performances the following week, with free entries opening on Mondays and winners being notified on Fridays. For example, entries are now being accepted for the week of March 11th, and winners will be revealed on March 7th. Each person can purchase up to 2 tickets if selected at rush.telecharge.com. The production will revert to a traditional daily lottery, with both entries and drawings taking place the day before a performance, after opening night. Boop begins previews March 11th and officially opens April 5th at the Broadhurst Theater. And finally today, speaking of the Broadhurst, its marquee will be dimmed at 6:45 p.m. for 1 minute on March 11th for the late Linda Lavin. Lavin was a beloved performer who won a Tony in 1986 for the Neil Simon comedy Broadway Bound, which played there. Lavin passed away at 87 years old on December 29th. And that is Inside the District for today. Once again, I'm Jordan Levinson. Lights out.